Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Danielle Beck. We're talking about dietary guidelines with Danielle in just a moment.
At Mueller, we realize customers who choose metal roofing for their home require durability, longevity, and value, like Chris.
I decided on Mueller because when I started asking around, they all said Mueller is by far the best company to deal with. I trusted Mueller because of the reputation that they had, and they surely delivered. It's a dream home. I wanted a good roof on it.
True value never stops at just a quality product at a reasonable price. It shows in the service you receive during your purchase and how a company stands behind their products after the sale. Just ask Glenda.
Mueller helped me to achieve and fulfill the dream that I wanted. It's like a family. We work together. They're interested in your project, and they want to achieve everything that you really wanted in your plans.
At Mueller, you simply get more. More for your money, more assurance, more value from a company in business more than 85 years. Visit us online at MuellerInc.com.
Dietary guidelines are released on a regular basis by the federal government. Danielle Beck with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association's D.C. office says that the cattle industry watches closely what's going on during these cycles because it does have an impact on the way foods are utilized in a lot of key programs like the school lunch program.
USDA and HHS jointly oversee the process. They appoint a Dietary Guidelines Advisory Committee, which is, you know, the scientific experts you mentioned. They are tasked with reviewing all of the scientific evidence out there surrounding, you know, what constitutes a healthy diet. After their systematic review of the science, they're then tasked with reporting out recommendations to USDA and HHS. The departments then take that set of recommendations, and they formulate the final dietary guidelines for Americans, which, again, is the cornerstone for all federal nutrition policy. You know, I think the average consumer has probably never read the individual guidelines, but they impact every single American consumer's life, regardless of whether they realize it or not.
The current Dietary Guidelines Committee of Experts has been in place for about a year now. Because of the coronavirus pandemic, they've had to meet most recently via webinar, did so this week. And Danielle Beck says that in this most recent webinar of this week, that things continue to seem to be on track to include red meat in their recommendations as a part of a healthy diet and healthy lifestyle.
You know, overall, the preliminary conclusions shared during the webinar about red meat mirrored a lot of the recommendations in the 2015 DGAs. You know, in general, the DGAC included meat in a healthy dietary pattern, but they continue to include a significant body of high-quality evidence demonstrating beef's role in a healthy diet. I think part of that is because we are looking at a much more truncated process this go-around when compared with 2015. You know, in 2015, the DGAC had about 18 months. This year, they've had just about a year, maybe a little bit less. They also had a much larger advisory committee, so more cooks in the kitchen. And they were tasked for the first time ever with including recommendations on birth to 24. So more people, more work, less time. You know, overall, a lot of the key takeaways were pretty positive. You know, there's strong support for meat as a foundational protein food for infants and young children from 6 to 24 months of age. They continue to recognize the need for Americans to eat more nutrient-dense food to achieve the nutrient needs within those calorie goals. And we all know that beef is about as nutrient-dense of a protein as you can get. You know, 30 different cuts of beef that qualify as lean under the current dietary guidelines. We're feeling pretty confident, but we're not quite there yet. One of the most positive takeaways for me is that during the deliberations yesterday, there were conversations about how there's a need for more research distinguishing the different types of red meat, be it lean, not lean, fresh, processed, as well as the need to further really define what constitutes lean meat to avoid potential confusion in the final report. You know, in 2015, they recognized that lean meat was part of a healthy diet, but then they cautioned consumers against red and processed meat. You know, there are plenty of different cuts of red meat that qualify as lean, and USDA really needs to do a good job differentiating that out and having some better clarifying language when it comes time for them to finalize their 2020 dietary guidelines recommendations.
Danielle Beck of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association's Washington, D.C. office. She says the final report from this committee will be out mid-July, and there'll be a 30-day comment period following that. She believes that'll be the right time to be weighing in with comments that'll be looked at by policymakers for the next set of dietary guidelines, probably to be released in 2021. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Calling all farmers and ranchers. Don't miss the Oklahoma City Farm Show June 18th through 20th at the Bennett Event Center at State Fair Park. See the latest in farm and ranch equipment and services along with live cattle demonstrations. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls and register to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Take a test drive and enter to win a zero-turn Spartan mower. Show hours 9 to 5, 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit OklahomaCityFarmShow.com for details.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.